every day. Hustle, hustle, hustling, hustle, hustle. Every day. Hustle was a way to make a way, hustle. Every day, hustle. Boy, I city boy, I take and go. All about the go, all about the moolah, chest and paper go. Every seat I then rest, make that seat I take a place. Feel like B-B-B-B-B, feel like B-B.
Why do we have to deal with difficult people sometimes? Like, my thing here, like, why? Sometimes, oftentimes, you ever ask yourself, why do you have to deal with difficult people? Why things can't just go normal?
But it's use, and it's showtime and go time, that's when it becomes difficult at all times. Now, dealing with difficult people, you know, that's something you do on a daily. That's just a part of life. So, you know, there was no script on parenting. So parenting is difficult. Co-parenting is difficult, whether you're with or without the spouse. So, you know, there is no book on parenting. We get the book from our parents and then from whatever else we picked up and learned along the way. So it's a challenge, but it's a rewarding challenge. But life is a challenge, and it's a rewarding challenge. So, you know, every day is a struggle in life. Every day is a struggle in parenting. But, you know, you pick and choose your struggles. It is what you make it at the same time. For sure, stay calm. Don't let them see you sweat. Stay calm. Ooh. And because when you're not calm, you're acting off emotions. Don't act off of emotions. Emotions are temporary.
Temporary. You hear that, people? Do not stay calm.
You know, one way, one minute, and the next minute, when the wind blows, you feel a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make sure your decisions are solid. For example, you ever got like a text or something, and it just made you go from 0 to 100? Just put the phone down for a second. Or you ever read something and it just made you go from 0 to 100? Just put it down for it. Look, you had to take a sip on that one. Just put it down for a second, and then come back to it. Come back to it in the morning. Come back to it after you go do something to get your mind off of it. Come back to it later. You know, just put it down for a second, and then come back.
Yeah.
To it. Go talk to your support group about it, or go talk to yourself about it. Go write it down. Maybe not even talk to anybody, but go talk to God about it. Just put it down for a second. Stay calm. Don't let something hijack your mind. Don't let your emotions or a situation or somebody else's emotions hijack your mind.
What would you do if people think you're the problem? And they'd be like, oh, you're difficult. How would you deal with that situation? Sometimes
I might be the problem, because I don't mind taking criticism. It just depends on where their heart is and what their intentions are. Because sometimes I just might be the problem. So I might need to self-reflect and look at their intentions and look where their heart is and where I stand in their heart and what they're saying, what their motive is. So if I trust this person to tell me some insight about myself, then they might have a point. So I'm a reflect if somebody says I'm the problem, or they're telling me that I'm the problem, or I might be the problem in their perspective. So I gotta think about how much I value their opinion and how important they are to my life. So if it's important, so I might be the problem in their mind, or I might totally disagree and have to stand on my ground. And if I stand on my ground, I have to think about, how important is this battle? Do I really need to prove my point? Sometimes I don't need to prove my point. If they say the sky is green, and they gonna say the sky is green no matter what, then guess what? The sky is green today. I'm gonna go find some other sky though, if I'm so uncomfortable. That's just the way, you know, I am. You know, I got some friends who will bite you tooth and nail to it. But me, I'm content with just doing my own thing.
Fact. Remembering the golden rule. Like, remember your mama used to say, treat others as you would like to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to treat others like as you want to be treated.
Sometimes being able to articulate with the person where you're coming from. So not only understanding their perspective, but giving your perspective respectfully, with respect. Delivering with respect. Ooh, that delivery can be something else sometimes.
Ooh.
You must deliver with respect. Ooh. So don't run it. So don't have a run coming with a brick wall, run into a brick wall. And those two walls meet. Somebody's gotta give and give. It's gotta be a give and take. A give and take.
But sometimes you can ignore the situation, but
difficult people do not let you ignore them. They tap at you.
Like,
difficult people, like, they know how to get you, man.
I'll be ready for the bullshit.
Difficult people seem like they study you. And they just get you.
I got a friend, man, right now. I tell all of them, don't let your kids do the best of you. Like, they're going to manipulate you.
Don't have a difficult person at work. No. Man, they be waiting with an email, a note. They might team up with somebody. Oh, my goodness. They know how to get you. So, ignoring them.
What we saying there, not balls by the air. But we're talking about more like find somebody else they can tap in to what they need.
And they might go meet another difficult person, and they can be difficult together.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like crazy, like.
Oh, yeah.
Like him.
Winner, 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 chicken dinner. Control what you can. Life can throw you off. Life can throw you down. Life can toss you up, down, around, and back, and down. You might fumble, but don't crumble.
Ooh, you heard that? You might fumble, but don't crumble, baby. Talk to me. Y'all subscribe to us on Spotify. Subscribe to us on Amazon Music. All you gotta do is real simple. You just put in Game Up Level Up Podcast.
Game Up Level Up
Podcast.
So just type in Level Up Podcast, because people are asking me. So when they go to Amazon Music, they just type up Game Up Level Up Podcast.
Yeah.
And then Spotify. iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Deezer. What's Deezer?
Deezer is like, that's for our international people. We got people that like to be internationally.
Okay, so like, okay.
We're internationally known.
Okay.
And locally grown. Los Angeles, California.
I'm from LA, but I live here.
Right. Actually, from Chicago,
LA.
Oh, she's gonna represent LA, girl.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm both. Like, you know, that's the perk. Today, I'm gonna keep my perk, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I guess I can say the same thing, because I've been here 9 years now. So, like, we want to thank y'all again for tuning in. And, every, get ready to get out of here and start our day, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got some issues that try to push us back, and you know, the devil try to get in our way, but we just want y'all to know to keep trucking. Remember, when it comes to them difficult people, you know, you got to stay clear. Number one, lose a lot of kindness, be compassionate, find something in common, stay calm, share your side, treat others with respect. Remember, you can ignore them, but you definitely want to get to the bottom of it. You know what I'm saying? You can put them in the right direction with somebody. Don't let that person go off deep in, because they're not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? They get what they need. So if you can find somebody for them, you know, find somebody for them. But if you can't, you know, that you just get yourself out the pitching. Oh, no, number eight, control what you can. Then today, you can only do what's in your control. No, number nine, look at yourself. Like, ask you to say what you say about yourself when you look at yourself.
Reflect, self-reflection.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at yourself, self-reflecting, write it down. You know what I'm saying? Write stuff down. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day,
Take a note.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, we all here to elevate to educate. You know what I'm saying? And number 10, overcome your fear of conflict. Not say nothing. You always gotta say something. Like I said, we appreciate y'all once again. Thank y'all for a wonderful show today. Like I said, sorry that we had technical difficulties.